Today we are told the day of disappearance of Bhugarbha Goswami and the Kashinath also.
Jagadish
Pandit.
Yes, Jagadish
Pandit. And Bhugarbha Goswami and the Kashinath, I was told. Bhugarbha Goswami was a friend of Loknath Goswami, the Gurudev of Bharatam. Came from the same place and lived in Vrindavan together. Good Vaishnava is here, unassuming nature. And Kashishwar Pandit, he was God brother of Mahaprabhu, the disciple of Ishwarpuri. When Ishwarpuri, at the time of his disappearance, he asked those two of his disciples, Govinda and the Kashishwar, go to Krishna Chaitanya and serve him as long as you live. So after the disappearance of Ishwarpuri, both of them went to Puri and surrendered themselves to the divine feet of Mahaprabhu, saying that this is the order of our Gurudev, that the rest of our life we shall be your, like to your attendant, to be your attendant. Mahaprabhu showed some hesitation in the beginning. Guru Sevar was Manyavana. You are my servitor, attendant of my Gurudev. How can I engage you in my service? Rather, I shall have to respect you as my brother. But this was our Guru's order. I have come to you. What to do, you to know best. Then Mahaprabhu, though he knew everything, he asked Sarvabhauma, you have got much knowledge about the scripture. Now what to do? Generally, the disciple of my Guru is my brother. I must show some respect to them. But Gurudev has given some order. They say that to engage them in my service, what should I do? Sarvabhauma told, Guru Ragya Balava. What he has ordered, that has got, must have preparance. Then what to do? He engaged Govinda in his direct service. And Kashinath, he came of a Brahmin family. He was very strong, and physically very strong. So, when Mahaprabhu used to go to Jagannath temple, and there was much crowd, at that time Kashinath's duty was to go just in front of Mahaprabhu and to push the crowd and the outside and clear the way. We find his duty in that way. And the Govinda, 24 hours attended. Even when Mahaprabhu expressed his disgust with the environment, oh, you Govinda, let us go to Alamnath. I won't stay here. They are coming and requesting me. I'm duty. I shall go to preach to the king for Gopinath Patanaya, that the king may forgive his stole some money from his state. And they are all coming to me. Oh, you apply to the Ramananda's brother. Is going to be harshly treated, cruelly treated by the crown. If you put a word to Prabhupada, he is your devotee, then they may be said, released They have come for this worldly affairs to me. I should not stay here. Let us go to Alarnath Govinda. You having the bag and the baggage, just let us go. In this way, several times, he is always taking Govinda as his personal attendant and using him that way. And Ramchandra Puri, a cruel critic, one day came, brother of Ishwar Puri, who advised his own guru, Madhavendra Puri, why do you are waiting, at the time of your death, you are just Brahma yourself. This pangs of separation for Krishna, this is all tamaguna, shokamoha. You must leave them, you must think that I am Brahma. Then Madhavendra Puri, be off from him. Yeah. You mayabadi fool, you do not know what is Krishna. Misfortune that I can't see Krishna, and you have come to advise me like a mayabadi that I am Brahma. Be off, hence. That's Ramchandra Puri. He came to Sri Khetra Puri, and one day came to visit Mahaprabhu's quarters and saw some ants are moving. Oh, there must be some, at night there was some sweetmeat. So the ants are moving here. Then the sannyasis, they have taken the rope of renunciation. At night they are eating sweetmeat. Horrible. And he remarked in that way, and with angry mood he left the place. Ratva vatra vaikhavam asit ato vidika sancharanti aho virakti nam sannyasi nam yam indriya lalasa. Who has taken the garb of a sannyasi and they have got such temptation for the tent. So many ants are moving here, so at night there must have been some sweetmeat. At night privately he is taking sweetmeats here, remarking in this way, he said that. Then Mahaprabhu told Govinda, tell to the public, only one piece of Jagannath Prasad from this time, no more, I shall take. And you all go to the market and you beg your Madhukari. And only one pais worth prasadam of Jagannath should come to me and I shall take nothing. Then when this news reached the devotees, they felt that a thunder on their head, what has been happened. One pais only. At that time, Govinda was his attendant. And he had to ask even Govinda, go outside and beg your bread. Only one pais. If you take more, then you won't find me here. I shall be happy. Another time, Govinda says, Advaita Acharya and so many Bengali devotees have come, and so many mothers also have come, and they have brought many things preparing for your taste, and they always ask me, Govinda, have you given my thing to Mahaprabhu? Yes, yes, I shall give. In this way, these great Vaishnava, and I am deceiving them by this word and that word. You are not touching anything. What will be my future? I am more than speaking lie to those Vaishnava. Then Mahaprabhu says, yes, take what you have got. I'll take it to me. and he began to stop. And finishing, and any more? No more. All this Damayanti portion, Raghava Jhali, that is only. Yes, keep it. And all finished? Yes, finished. Yes, now you go and say to every Vaishnava that I have taken their things. Confidence and personal service rendered by Govinda is God. And then on Kashi Shop. At Kashi Shop, Hari so many Vaishnava representing the peculiar type of serving tendency, personified. Different type of serving tendency, personified in so many Vaishnava. Vaishitra. No end of that. In this way, God means king means paraphernalia, with paraphernalia. Singly the king cannot be conceived as king. As father, relative term, father means the son is there. Husband means wife is there. So king means so many paraphernalia is there. So Krishna means Saraswati. Akhila Rasamrita Murti, so many there. Krishna, not a single thing. A system that is representing the whole in the positive aspect and indirectly the negative aspect, both direct and indirect. Krishna. So Vaishnava, they are part and parcel of Krishna, of Saraswati. Without potency, the possessor of potency cannot be conceived. Both combined. Both then, otherwise it will be nirvishesha, non-differentiated Brahma. If potency is drawn out. So, Prakriti Purusha, the possessor of potency and the potency combined makes the thing. One, the real side and another misconceived side of aspect of reality. Maya. Sarup and the Maya. Annyad itarata. Direct and indirect. Both combine the whole Adhyaya. Vadanti tattvidastattam yad jnanam adyayam. The whole self-conception, all comprehensive conception of the reality, that consists of both parts, the main and the auxiliary. Elimination, progress means elimination and acceptance. In this way we are told to go to Krishna conception of God, representing all sorts of variegated rasa or ecstasy, andam, joy or pleasure, whatever we may say. Our inner hankering, appeasement of inner hankering, rizayina bhunukyato, the fullest satisfaction of our inner hankering, hearts hankering. Intellectualism is considered to be a failure in that search. Heart has been given the primary position to seek our satisfaction. This is devotion. Devotion and the object of such devotion and inquiry the highest sarsya Krishna. Qualitatively, quantitatively, the search of our heart has got its highest object in Krishna, highest representation in Krishna consciousness. We have to understand that and try how to go. Reach there. सरस्वती कृष्णान संभाव ब्रह्म जिज्ञासा इन वेदांत जनरल क्वेश्चन व्हाट शुड बी नॉर्मल इन आवर पोजिशन एंड दैट इज ब्रह्म जिज्ञासा हु एम आई व्हेयर एम आई हूज एम आई व्हाट इज द कंसेप्शन ऑफ द एनवायरमेंट व्हेयर एम आई अथा तो ब्रह्म जिज्ञासा From what everything has come, and who is this, who can maintain its existence by his influence, and at the time of dissolution, where they enter. Yato vaimani bhutani jayanti, jeno jatani jivanti, jat prajanti, uvisham visanti, tadeva brahma. So we cannot deny our concern with the whole environment. Try to understand you, who are you, what is your function, what is your goal. Our intellect wants this answer. This is Brahma Jignasa. And that came in Bhagavatam as Krishnanusandhana. Search the friend of your heart, who can fulfill your heart's demand. Not only the intellectual explanation of the environment, but your heart's fullest satisfaction, the object of your future life, your prospect, not only the present calculation of the present environment, and to calculate your position, but what is your future, what is about your prospect? That should have more importance. And you have to search, begin search for Krishna. Krishna, for your future want, to satisfy your mind. In other words, your fulfillment. Fulfillment. In other words, home. You have to search for your home. Home. Natural, your natural residence. Now you are in abnormal position, in a foreign land you are cast aside. You are uncomfortable, you feel uncomfort every step. Home comfort, we are told. Quite comfortable you will be, without any anxiety. That is sort of fulfillment. Where you can have. That is in the feet of Krishna. Krishna comes last. So Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu asked us to go on with search for Krishna, your friend, your master, your Lord, your friend, your Lord. Search for him. This is the object of your life, nothing else. All your energy should be utilized only for this purpose. Search the Lord of your heart, who can satisfy you from all respects. You will have no wants. Marivedu svartha gati nirvishnu. Durashayaji bhidattamani. Give up your mania of attraction of the cover of things. Dive deep into reality and you will find your deep representation can only find satisfaction with the deep representation of the outside. Inner. With inner. Your inner self can only be satisfied with the inner environment of what you can experience and see. That is Krishna. Hare Krishna. Here I stop today. Manchaka Gurusukar. Om Vishnu Bhakti Siddhanta Rasa Gurusukar. Om Vishnu Bhakti Siddhanta Rasa Gurusukar.